Hey guys, you're listening to Araba's Archives. I'm your host, Araba. Welcome. Hello. I'm so happy to like be doing this again. I was like listening to my older episodes for inspiration, and I realized I had a whole intro and everything. Like, I was really on it. And like listening to like some of my older episodes when I was like still in college, I was like, oh my gosh, I was kind of spitting, like I was inspiring myself. I think that's like the beauty of like just making these and then like wanting it to have like a positive impact, because it also just like makes me happy, and I can also like take something from like the words that are coming out of my mouth. But hey guys, this is another day. I like realized that like I knew something was missing in my like last episode, because I haven't done this in a while. Bro, it's the background music. Like, I knew something was missing. I didn't put the background music on it, and then like I tried to, but I don't even know how to do it anymore. Like, honestly, they must have taken that feature off, because I couldn't find it. So we're just gonna roll with the silence in the background and just me talking. And honestly, I like it too. So, you know, no complaints. But I was like, something's off here. But, yeah. Hey, guys. I'm in a really, really good mood. I feel like my heart is just so full right now. Like, I'm having a great day. I feel so, like, at peace. I feel really calm and just, like, happy. So, yeah. Let's do our mental health check-in, and I'll tell you a little bit about my day. So I want you guys to take a few moments to check in with yourself and see how you're doing. So you can kind of like use a scale of 1 to 10. It could actually be like 0 to 10. Like, how are you doing today? How are you feeling today? Use these next couple seconds to check in with yourself and kind of like determine what you may need to feel better. There's this like worksheet, not like a worksheet, like a, oh my god, I don't know what the word is, but basically it's like a picture. That's so wrong, but like infographic, like that's not the right word, I don't know, but basically there's this thing, a chart, I don't know, but it kind of like, and I use it with my kids, not like my actual kids, but like the kids that I work with, to kind of like see like how they're feeling. So it's like a feelings thermometer, but it's really cool because it's like color coded and stuff, and like say they're like not feeling good, and like one of the options is like frustrated, it has like coping skills and like self-care stuff besides it, like beside it, to like help like them figure out like what they can do to feel better if they are feeling these different emotions, which I think is really cool. And I was like, this is helpful for me. But yeah, anyways, back to our check-in, sorry. I honestly am at a 10 out of 10 today. I am feeling very happy and just very like blessed. Like, again, like I just, my heart is just so full right now. Like, I woke up, I slept in today. It's like Thanksgiving break, so there's no school or like anything. I slept in, and then I was on the phone with my boyfriend, and then I was on the phone with my girls. And then I like ate. I was watching some TV. I was on the phone with my mom. Like, I was on the phone with everyone today. But I just feel so like stable and so like happy. And that's such like a blessing to be able to say. And just like, I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, I just feel good. Like, I had dinner. I went to the gym. I just got back and I took a shower. Like, I'm up. Like, I just feel so good. I had intentions of like doing some work today and being like semi like school productive. That didn't end up happening, and like I'm okay with it because like I have the rest of the week and stuff, but honestly, like, I wanted to take things easy this week anyway. Like, that's what the break is for. Not trying to be grinding, but I do have things due. Like, I have like a 10-page paper due and then a 5-page paper due, which that class is really interesting. Let me tell you guys about that class really quickly. It's a theories class. The actual class name is like Theories of Counseling Techniques, I think. So we're learning about like all the different counseling theories, and this assignment is to watch a show or a movie and conceptualize one of the characters. So they're like the client, so it's a case conceptualization. And it is just so cool to like be able to apply the different theories to this character and see like how you conceptualize like their problems and how you would like conceptualize the treatment. I think that's really cool. The class is really interesting. It is very fast-paced because it's an 8-week course. So, yeah, girl, be stressed, but it's interesting. And I am doing my assignment on the show Never Have I Ever, and I watched that all the way through in the summer, so I was like, this is perfect. So I've just been like re-watching it again so I can pick up on like important stuff to be able to do the assignment. But yeah, good things, good things. I also wanted to say I also wanted to say, I think it's like really important to recognize that, like, I feel like I come on here when I am like in a happy, goofy mood. But I don't always feel that way. Like, a couple weeks ago, your girl was down bad. But I think it's okay to, like, like, I don't necessarily like want to come on here when I'm like having a breakdown. And I don't think that I have to, or like anyone really has to show that, but I think it's like important to talk about it and acknowledge that, like, I'm not always like this happy. But I think that comes from like wanting or like feeling like we have to maintain this like level of like happiness or like having everything all together, and it's just like that's just not like realistic, and like being happy and feeling good is not like a constant thing that we feel. Like, we all have like ups and downs. So I think it is A-okay. And I don't really like want to come off like I'm always happy and stuff. Like, I'm not really a like trying to like fake that feeling all the time. Like, when I'm down bad, I am down bad. But when I'm happy, I'm like, yay, like, let's do all the things. And I think that's perfectly fine. But I do like to like look back and just appreciate like how far that I've come. And that's really what this episode is about. It's just like how, like, just like acknowledging that, like, we've been through stuff, like, you, whoever's listening to this, me, like, we've made it this far, like, we've been through stuff. And I think just like acknowledging that like you can be happy while you're still healing from stuff, and you can just be hurting like all in one. Like growth can be happening, happiness can be present, and you're still healing. Like it's so important to realize that like I think I've said this before on here too, but like healing is just like not linear. Like you're not always gonna be up and you're not always gonna be down. It really does come in waves, and I think it's important to just like appreciate that process. It is very difficult when you are in the low points, and it can be very discouraging, but I don't know. I feel like I've just like grown a lot in the past like year or two. Honestly, like I feel like my senior year of college, I just started really learning about myself and like having self-compassion and just doing what makes me happy, what makes me feel good, and just like learning to love myself. Like, and that was like a big goal of mine. So I feel like I've really just come a long way, and I'm so happy. And it's just like looking back, I'm like proud of like all the hard work that I've put in. I'm proud of like not giving up, literally. Life is hard. Life is very hard. And if you are listening to this, I am proud of you, and I hope you are too. Like, even if you are not feeling the best right now, that is okay. Like, literally, my heart is with you. Like, I want you to know it is okay to be struggling. It is okay to be sad. Whatever you're feeling is okay. I think that, like, it can be so overwhelming sometimes to experience so many different emotions that like we can't even make sense of. Just breathe. Literally just take a breath. Like meditation has been my BFF, because your girl gets anxious, your girl be going through it, and just kind of like I need that like time to just be present and to feel grounded and to feel that like I am in control and like I can get through this. Honestly, like the thing with like life is I'm gonna feel happy. Like I'm happy right now, but hey, I can be really sad tomorrow. Who knows? Something can trigger me real bad. But like just like growing in general kind of like gives you that sense of like control. Like you have the power to like control, like what am I trying to say? You have the power to like control your behaviors or like just like what you do with those emotions that come up. And that's something that I've learned, like, especially when I get very, very sad and I feel like I'm heading into a dark place. Like, I remember, like, okay, I'm sad. That doesn't mean I gotta, like, cause harm to myself. You know what I mean? Like, just acknowledging growth is so important. It's so important. Like, 'cause I know you'll be like down bad and you're like everything is falling apart, like you feel like nothing is working out for you, but it's like look how far you've come. Look at all that you've accomplished. Like you thought you wouldn't make it this far and here you are. Like yeah, you're struggling again and that's fine. You've made it through a struggle before. You can make it through this one. Like nothing is stopping you. It is a lot of work. It is hard. It is challenging. I am acknowledging that. Trust me. But it is possible to get through the storm. It is possible to be happy. The thing is not to give up. Because once you give up, nothing matters. Who cares anymore? But I feel like life can be really beautiful. And I'm just so happy that like I stuck around. Like I'm so happy. I'm literally like when I tell y'all, my heart is just so full right now. Like I don't know why, but I am just feeling so grateful and so blessed and just so proud of myself. Like I'd be hugging myself. I'm just like, I love you, girl. Like, but yeah, honestly, like taking time to reflect is very powerful. It's so powerful because I like think back to like some really dark moments, and I'm just like, I don't even know if I'm good enough to get into grad school. I don't know if I can be a therapist because I'm struggling so much. I don't know if I can help people. I don't know if I want to be here anymore. Like so many like dark thoughts. And it's just like if I had given up, I would have never been here. But hey, I kept going despite it being hard. Like cry all you want. Literally cry all you want. Journal all you want. Release all your emotions, all your emotions in any way that, well, in a healthy way. Like get it all out, do what you need to do, punch a pillow, whatever, but just keep going. Like I feel like that's like the important thing to realize, that you don't need to like mask your feelings. You don't need to like pretend everything is okay if it's not. 'Cause if it's not, it's not. But I think it's important to like acknowledge that you're struggling and like try to just hang on, you know? Yeah, that's actually the message that I'm trying to put out. It's okay to struggle, but we gotta keep going because things can get better. And honestly, like another thing that I kind of like told myself was like I want to see myself get better. Like I want this to play out with a happy ending. So I'm gonna stick through it. Like as hard as it was to just wake up every day and hate life and hate everything, like there is a happy ending and we just need to see it through. So, my message is don't give up, keep fighting. You are needed in this world. You are beautiful. You are special. You have so much to give. And I'm rooting for you. Honestly, I am rooting for you. People are rooting for you. You are needed here. And yeah, there is hope out there. Honestly, like, I say honestly so much. Sorry guys, this is another like out of nowhere episode that I didn't really plan like an or like make an outline for, so I'm really just like talking out of my head. But what was I gonna say? I don't remember. Oh my gosh, sorry y'all, this is this is how I be when I'm giving a presentation. I'm like, oh, I lost my train of thought. But anyways, one of the things I really struggled with, like wanting to like be in this field was that like I have been struggling with my own like mental health and like managing emotions for so long. Like, how am I possibly supposed to help other people? It took me so long, and I mean, like, up until last year to really understand that, like, therapists, psychologists, mental health professionals are not, like, superhuman. Like, we're not robots. Like, we are people and we feel things, and, like, it's okay to struggle, even though I am in this field, it's okay to be like vulnerable and soft. Like, I'm a soft girl, I'm sensitive, and I love that. You know, like, I feel like in the past, like, I've really been like made to like think that like it was like a bad thing, like I need to be tough and strong and not let anything like hurt my feelings. But like, no, maybe people need to be nicer. Like, I don't know, like maybe people just need to think about how their words can affect me. Like, yeah, so I have no shame in being as soft and sensitive as I am. I think it really adds to me and who I am as a person. But just like over the past year, I've really learned that like it's okay to struggle. We are all gonna struggle, like regardless if I'm at my happiest right now. Happiness really just comes and goes, so does every other emotion. So whether I have, like, when I do have bad days now, I feel that I just have, like, coping skills to help me through them. Like, and I don't want to ever, like, dismiss, like, the, what's the word? I'm so sorry, y'all. I don't have the words today. But, like, I don't want to, like, dismiss the possibility of, like, ever having a bad day. I am still, like, on, like, my healing journey. And I feel like your healing journey and, like, your growth journey is really, like, a lifelong thing anyway. But I just don't ever want to dismiss that because it's inevitable. And throughout the years of struggling, throughout the years of just, like, trying to understand everything that I'm feeling, like, you learn how to, like, deal with bad days better. You learn how to like understand and regulate your own emotions and stuff. So I feel like you just pick up on like coping skills, and like over time, like it just becomes like less and less intense when you are going through those bad days. Like, that's what's like happening with me. It's like I'll have a bad day now, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna, like, you know, like, never get out of bed and, like, isolate and, like, you know, like, stuff like that. Like, I'm having a bad day. Like, yeah, like, I can cry. I can, like, be sad for a little bit. But I can do something that I know will make me feel better, because I've done it before and it worked. And so I'm gonna do it again. And I think that's just the thing. We do have to, like, try different things that work for us. And that just takes time too, and just finding that motivation to keep going is really the start. But I think that like as a future therapist, it's important for me to acknowledge that like I am in a very good place right now, and I have things that I know will help me be okay when I find myself in a not okay place, especially with like stress, because I feel like stress is like one of the biggest like things that's gonna really like knock me down in the next few years, because just like school and like the nature of like this program, like there's no way to like avoid stress really. And stress really just disrupts everything for me, like, because when I'm stressed with, like, work specifically, like, I'll probably stay up later, and then I'm tired, and then I won't go to the gym, and then I probably won't be eating as, like, as I would like to. So just, like, stuff like that I know will, like, happen. But at the same time, I know that there are things I can do to prevent that, or to just like get back on track when I fall off. So I think that is really important too. I feel like I had so many like conversations that I was like, or topics that I was like talking about, and then I like jumped to another thing. This is what happens when we don't plan, y'all. But yeah, guys, that was like a lot. I feel like I talk so fast. Do I talk fast? Yeah, honestly, it's just I'm just feeling very much like calm and like peaceful and just very like appreciative of my growth and this journey and just like where I'm at because I've made a lot of progress. And that's why I'm so happy that this is like my path and this is like what I'm gonna do because I love talking about this stuff and this is really what I wanna do. I think I've said this before in like a previous episode that I talk really fast and I need to like slow down. I'm gonna be more conscious of that. I also was thinking a little bit more about like this podcast, and I just don't want to put expectations on myself because, again, like I just cannot commit to like I'm gonna post every Sunday. Like, no, the only thing I can commit to right now is school. But I do want it to just be very chill, very relaxing, calming, and just I post when I feel like I have something to share. Like today. Yeah, because I don't want this is like a hobby and I don't want to like lose interest in my hobby because I feel like I'm like forcing myself to keep up with it. But yeah. Yeah, guys. Take care of yourselves. Know that it is okay. Know that you are capable of like making it through the hard day, the hard days, and that it just takes time to like learn how to deal with things that life throws at you. It takes time to like learn your emotions and where they're coming from and like what to do about them. There is always help out there and hug yourselves. I hug myself. Like it's kind of fun. It is kind of fun. Like you just kind of like hold yourself. Cause who doesn't like to be held? Like, come on. I mean, actually, some people don't like to. I have a lot of friends who are not huggers, and I'm like, y'all chose the wrong friend because I am the biggest hugger. But yeah, guys, that's really all I had today. I hope you do, or like, I hope you are able to take something away, from this message or from this episode. And I hope that you have something really amazing and awesome to look forward to, because that is always great having something to look forward to. For me, I am looking forward to Christmas break. Well, I'm looking forward to tomorrow, but that's so soon, so I feel like I have to give myself something further. But tomorrow is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and my family's coming here. So I'm really excited for that. And then after that, I'm gonna be looking forward to Christmas break. So, cause I get to go home and I'm so happy. Like, I just wanna go home. But yeah, try to find some joy in the little things. Like, I mean, little things. Like, let's start small. But like for me, I've been finding joy. Like it's like my newfound joy. I've been finding joy in like cooking. And I know guys, I know if you know me. Oh my God. Hard in a kitchen. Be scared. But hey. I feel like I've just really been interested like lately and like trying out new like recipes, seeing how like versatile tofu is, and just making different stuff. Honestly, it's been fun and something that I look forward to. And also just like, I guess like fashion and like styling clothes, that's been exciting to me recently. I'm kind of like in the process of like upping my wardrobe or whatever. But yeah, those are like the two things that are really bringing me joy recently. And I want you guys to like just like think about some things that have been bringing you joy recently and kind of like focus in on those things when you are feeling down or when you do need like a pick me up. And also just try to prioritize yourself. Honestly, like this year, that's what I've been doing, y'all. Like, I come first in my life. It's been like really good to just see how much I've like changed and how much I am like taking care of myself and like comparing it to the ways that like I wasn't doing before, just like taking breaks throughout the day, sleeping. Sleeping was a big one, and just exercising. Like, it's such a beautiful like transformation, honestly. Like, I'm so happy. Okay, but yeah, guys, I love y'all. Have a great Thanksgiving. If this goes up after Thanksgiving, then I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, with your loved ones. And yeah, toodles. I will talk to y'all later. Bye.